What do Liza Minnelli and Jackie O have in common? At least two things. They were both subjects of Andy Warhol's well-known pop art, and they both wore designs by fashion icon Roy Houston Froehlich. Now on view at the Mint in Charlotte is a traveling exhibit which showcases the marriage of art and fashion between Houston and Warhol and the friendship that came as a result. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia previewed the exhibit and has this report.
One of the first things that hooks you when you walk into the Houston and Warhol silver and suede exhibit at the Mint is a silk-knit black dress that has large bright flowers with streaks of green running across the garment. Houston designed the dress, and his friend Andy Warhol gave him a little help with the idea for the flowers that make the dress pop. When they met isn't clear. Warhol actually wrote two different versions of their first meeting in his diaries. What is certain is that once they met, sometime in the early 60s in New York City, a fast friendship formed.
They were both kind of shy, actually.
That's Halston's niece, Leslie Froehlich, and the co-curator of the exhibit. She had a front row seat to both of their careers. She lived with Halston in New York for about a year in the early 80s and remained close to her uncle until his death in 1990.
Well, my Uncle Halston was a very good uncle. He was probably the best uncle a girl could ever dream for. I think he wanted a family member to be a part of his life, but also to understand the machinations of what was going on, too. We had fun times.
Part of those fun times included hosting parties where celebrities were the main guests, going to Warhol's studio, The Factory, and getting to wear custom-made Halston designs made just for her. Not a bad time for a 20-something-year-old living in the big city. She says outside of their collaborative work, Warhol and Halston were friends, and she hopes this exhibit will show that.
So really, their friendship started in the very early 60s.
In the gallery, Froehlich stands next to Jessica Beck from the Andy Warhol Museum. Much like her uncle did with Warhol, the Andy Warhol Museum collaborated with Froehlich on the exhibit. They pause in front of a display that's not quite a piece of clothing or a work of art. It's actually more of a time capsule that holds correspondence from Warhol and Halston throughout their years of friendship and collaboration. Here's Jessica Beck.
You get this funny glimpse of the time here because now we have text messages and emails, but then there were telegrams and birthday grams and things like that. So
Warhol was known for being somewhat of a hoarder, and it's a good thing, says Froehlich. The exhibit not only chronicles their art, but also shows the personal details of their friendship. Warhol would come over to Halston's place frequently. They lived just down the street from one another. And so she says to her, Andy was just Andy, and Halston was just her uncle.
I didn't really catch on so much to the fact that there were these huge icons in American cultural history. At the time they were there, they seemed ubiquitous and eternal.
But Warhol and Halston had lives that were cut short. Warhol's death resulted from complications of a gallbladder surgery. He was 58. Halston was 57 when he died from AIDS. Both passed in a 3-year span of one another.
I'm hoping that people will have a greater understanding also of their friendship, that they were real people, that this will humanize them a little bit, that they did tease each other, that they did have some vulnerability to them.
Their friendship and art are currently on display at the Mint and will run through June 14th. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.